This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
And we have talked this evening about China weaponizing Bitcoin against the United States. Will 9/11 ever be reinvestigated? Of course, the Crypto 6, which appears to be an evergreen topic here on Free Talk Live, and probably will be for some time, because I'm trying to make it that way. And the World Health Organization denouncing vaccine passports. But towards the end of the last hour, Chris, you know, sort of began parroting the old Free Talk Live line of, well, we just need more people to move to New Hampshire and we'll have a free place.
Well, it's more complicated than that, I think.
Go ahead, make your statement.
I mean, yeah, I think I'm not under the illusion or the delusion that, you know, that we're going to have a free state, you know, within the context of the federal government. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
Nope.
However, I don't necessarily know that we can't work to reduce some of the problems we have here in the United States at a state level. And I think long term, you know, we need either independence or probably more likely, you know, setting something up that's not in New Hampshire. But I think New Hampshire still is ultimately got to be the jumping off point because, you know, unless you've got, you know, organization, people talking and looking into things and, you know, a community, it's going to be a lot harder, you know, to do that, I think.
Well, I mean, that's what online stuff is communities being created that are around the world. I hear you, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
I can tell you that as one of the two main founders of the largest pro-liberty radio program in the world and the business partner of a guy along with five of his friends that were thrown in jail, the Free State Project doesn't give a damn about what's going on here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, yep. Definitely not. Not FSP Incorporated, that's for sure.
And this is the secondary run back of anybody who's a Free State supporter who doesn't want to, who's been, now then they say, well, what about, that's FSP Inc., not the Free State Project movement as a whole. And I get it. It's not the movement as a whole, but, and there have been lots of people who are part of the movement that have been very interested in what's going on, but you can't talk about the Free State Project and not talk about the organization that is the Free State Project.
The thing about the organization being quiet right now is they need to talk about it so that all the movers and all the followers they have hear about it. It's just really crazy that somebody who was like the biggest promoter of their little thing for 20 years is in jail, and they're supposed to be against the government and everything, and they're it's just crickets. Like, that's crazy. They need to have a public statement.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need the FSP Incorporated, right? Like, the FSP Incorporated is
Isn't that a nice position that they're in? I mean, isn't it great that everybody sends them money and tries to do wonderful things for them and hopes the best for them, but we don't need them when actually the rubber hits the road?
Yeah.
They should do whatever they want to do.
I mean, they're one organization, they're one group amongst, you know, dozens of groups in New Hampshire, you know, that are working towards the same rough goals, I think.
Yeah, but they enjoy the biggest name recognition and the least amount of responsibility. Nobody hold their feet to the fire for anything.
I got you on that one, but I don't know, like, the thing is, at the end of the day, you know, Free Talk Live has driven so much traffic has brought so many people to New Hampshire. I mean, to say that, you know, FSP Incorporated is that big of a deal, I don't know. I'm a little skeptical.
Well, once they're here, though, they're the Free State Projects, right? Like, it's like Free Talk Live gave everything to the FSP, and the FSP gave nothing back. And it doesn't intend to. And whenever the opportunity comes to do something nice for Free Talk Live or show a little support or whatever,
yep.
Like, I don't know, their last newsletter that they just sent out could have said, hey, look, this happened.
Yeah, they don't have to even, be crying and screaming and promoting our website, thecrypto6.com, but they could at least say, like, oh, it's bad that this happened.
You know, let's call the Free State Project what it is. It's the Republican State Project. It is just the idea of keeping New Hampshire a little red dot in the middle of New England, and good luck to them. It's a very interesting project, and they've got interesting things going on. But I wouldn't move here if I didn't live in the United States and didn't live in the Northeast. There would be no point.
Yeah.
I moved from Florida, where the taxes were lower, to New Hampshire, where the taxes are higher, for not one whit of freedom.
So, and I kind of see that. I see where you're coming from. I think the problem is that it's in our, like, the whole idea of the Free State Project, and I'm not talking about incorporation, the incorporated, but just the general idea of the movement is liberty in our lifetime. I mean, that's effectively what the idea was. If you have this idea that we were going to have liberty, in 10 years of people moving here or beginning to move here, I think that's delusional. I don't know about you, but...
They were never specific on whose lifetime. Because they talked about Lloyd's lifetime.
Sure.
Lloyd's been dead for 10 years.
Sure.
I
think lifetime indicates a long period of time.
You're not going to get a state of the United States to somehow say, you don't have to pay federal income tax.
Nope.
It's just not going to happen.
Nope, it's not.
So,
and the whole project, though, is
if you want to not pay federal income tax, which is a huge tax burden,
right,
there are all kinds of things you can do.
Sure.
And nobody here will talk about that. They're all like, well, let's make sure that we got a little pointy piece.
Well, let's talk about it right now.
No, look, here's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You aren't going to achieve any higher level or amazing level of freedom as a state of the United States.
I don't disagree with you.
You've got to move somewhere.
And I think we do, in the long term. The problem is that the whole idea of the Free State Project is a little delusional, right? Like,
okay,
I didn't move.
Free Private Cities at freeprivatecities.com is buying pieces of land right now in the process in two sides of the globe, so that there will be locations where people can go in the eastern and western hemisphere and have a free private city with the least amount of government interference that you can have immediately. Tell me why I would begin packing my family up into the U-Haul and moving to New Hampshire today when this is going to be coming down sometime this year.
Well, because you switched from criticizing the incorporated to the movement, I feel like, because I just moved here from Texas, and I have 1 million times more freedom.
What freedoms do you enjoy that you didn't enjoy in Texas?
Like, just the fact that there are other people that'll have a market day,
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
it's more about the community.
Give my one concession. If you want to hang out with a bunch of libertarians, New Hampshire's a fine place to do that. But I've done that long enough to realize that that ain't freedom.
No, it's not.
It's not hanging out with libertarians.
You're not wrong, and I agree with you on that. But, again, it's you've got to start somewhere, right? Like, if I want to move to one of these free cities, I ain't going to move before I taste the water. What is it even like to be amongst other libertarians?
That's,
right?
That's what I was going to kind of say. Like,
you have to have a jumping off point, man.
I'm not even going to try to attract libertarians. I'm going to try to attract people who want to start businesses. And
fair enough.
They can enjoy the freedom. You know what I don't want? Ideologues. What would be the point? I've lived with ideologues. They don't do anything. I want entrepreneurs.
Sure.
Well, what if they try to, take over...
It's not going to have an opportunity to do that.
I don't know.
When was the last time you went to a hotel and said, what if we tried to take over the hotel?
I've heard some of your ideas, Mark, and I don't think they're bad. I think I actually like some of what you've said. What I don't see yet is a plan that I think is achievable yet.
I wish the Free State Project had a plan.
Yeah.
One plan.
Well, I mean... Right.
The plan is, one, move 20,000 people. Two, Three, celebrate liberty. That's it. There's your plan.
Yeah, and sometimes it's a start, right? Like,
it's,
I don't think
it's not a start.
I think it is a start. I think it's you got to show that you can achieve
something.
If you
would have thrown all those libertarians,
it's a heck of a lot easier
into
to move.
An arena with weapons, they would have fought each other. Because that's what libertarians love to do.
You got
to...
But Mark, look, if you can't even move a bunch of people to New Hampshire, right? you're not going to be able to move people to another country. It's just, it's so much more work. It's so much harder. It's going to be so much more difficult. I think we can do it.
There's nothing,
but I think we can do it. I think we can do it because we've shown that it's possible and we've done it in New Hampshire.
I don't think you've moved nearly enough to make New Hampshire successful. But if you think I'm wrong, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160, free talk live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
6160-603-283-6160. Are we guys gonna, continue to hash out whether or not New Hampshire is worth moving to, or are we gonna move on, guys?
I think right now it's worth moving to. In the future, I'm hoping that we have a better solution.
I hope we have a better solution too. I will say this, that if you want to be in the place that has the most libertarians per capita, New Hampshire is it.
If
you live in the Northeast, the chances are good that you're going to see a tax decrease by moving to New Hampshire. You will likely see a lifestyle increase, and you've already proven that you don't care about snow and blizzard conditions. So please, by all means, move to New Hampshire. But if you're from, say, someplace like, I don't know, Hawaii, and you're looking for some higher level of freedom, I don't think you're going to find too much more in New Hampshire.
Was like the most closed down COVID place. Not that New Hampshire was great on COVID, but I just feel like you'd feel super, super alone and awful if you were in Hawaii and you cared about freedom. But then if you moved here, you'd have a lot more friends.
So silly, too. I mean, it's all you had to do is shut down the flights to handle the COVIDs, right?
Well, yeah, because they're an island.
Yeah, that's how all the other islands did it. But, you know, whatever the case may be. And the fact that New Hampshire lost its number one freedom status in an instant,
yeah.
You know, just gave it away.
Yeah, I've never trusted those that list that you're referencing.
Yeah, but just put it in number two anyway, right? Not like.
No, I'm not talking about the overall freedoms, which I think is kind of silly anyway.
Yeah.
I'm talking about COVID freedom, which is very real. And if you can't leave your house, you know, you can't open your business, that's pretty real stuff.
That's true.
That was definitely happening in New Hampshire. Whereas in Florida, where I think they were considered number five, and they're also a big, warm state, I mean, I felt pretty free in Florida when I was spent a good portion of the COVID times there.
I don't think the warmness is that great if it's humid, and yeah. It's really, really humid there. If you have, like, remotely curly hair like me, then I would rather live in New Hampshire than Florida.
Yeah, I'm not a big Florida person myself. I've been there a number of times, and I'm not a fan. But I do see in particular, and this is the problem, we don't have anywhere that we can really say is free. Like, nope. We are so far from free, it's not even funny. I think the biggest thing selling New Hampshire right now is not New Hampshire, not certainly not the state, not the laws, it's the people. It's not the people who live here, it's the people who are moving here. And I think that's you know, a starting point as far as something bigger. And we just have to keep working towards it.
And I hope to have a place where we can move where liberty is
even better.
Is a real thing.
I would love
right
to hear
off
that.
Because you know, the my big critique is you can't take an existing state, an existing group of people who have a highly vested interest in keeping everything the way that it is, pay them money, and then fight them for free.
Yeah.
Like, that's and that's a real, real problem with the many of the existing Move Here projects. So what I think we need to do is find a group of people who call themselves a state who really need some money. Give them some, get a chunk of land that's relatively autonomous. You can't get away from the UN. You can't get away from all kinds of different things that are out there. But you can have some level of autonomy.
Yeah, sure.
And then start with the greatest autonomy you can get, and begin building a little special economic zone there, and do something special with that, and then keep moving and keep, you know, as those things work, then places will say, okay, well, what if we give you a little more freedom in this area, and do that? And as over time, then we could see an evolution towards liberty rather than away from it, which is what we've historically seen over the last many decades.
Yeah, I think, and the reason I think what you're suggesting might just be not as delusional as it sounds, is, you know, explicitly because we haven't achieved that level in New Hampshire by any stretch of the imagination. But because we've been able to get people to move here, if you can achieve similar conditions, economic conditions, somewhere else that's not in a, hyper, you know, hyper controlling area and get some autonomy. I think that might work. You know, it's the question. The question, you know, comes down to is, can you get concessions from a government somewhere that the economic situation is not garbage?
Right. And this is the main point that never gets talked about. Right. So liberty is the only thing that's important, and nobody ever talks about economics, because liberty exists. You just get a sailboat and take it out 20 miles and you get liberty, right?
Not really. I mean,
no, you don't, because there's nobody to do anything with.
Right. Right.
And whereas when you think about economic liberty, you think about places like Hong Kong and Singapore and places that have managed to build themselves up to
some degree.
Yeah, economic liberty. Singapore's economically pretty free, but it got the way it got by being economically free.
Yeah,
and Hong Kong got.
I don't disagree with you in some respects. I think you're right. I think in other respects, it's, you know, the amount of economic freedom I think is oversold, but it's because, you know, and this is one of the problems.
It's because relative to everything around it,
yeah,
it is absolutely free.
Yeah.
This is
the problem with government, right? Like, the problem is Hong Kong is not without a government, and so you end up, the way they go about stealing from you effectively is via having 100% control, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, of the land, and then the costs of living go up.
I don't know the specifics, but I can tell you that, you know, when it comes to, you must have proximity to other people. There must
Absolutely.
Be trade.
Yep.
There must be internet connectivity.
Right.
There has to be all kinds
right.
of things in existence first
yep.
before liberty even matters.
Yeah.
That's why I'm confused about your idea, because I just don't know if I would want to live the rest of my life on an island. Like, sometimes just being in Keene, I feel like, ugh, where are all the people?
Right. And this is why I think what Mark is talking about, we need more information. We need, and I don't think we're there yet. I like what Mark's doing explicitly because, you know, you effectively, while we don't have it, somebody has to take the first step, right? And Mark, you know, he's fed up enough to take that step and to see what can he make happen, you know, even if it sounds delusional
and
today.
One of the reasons I'm fed up is because kooks like your boyfriend who won't leave New Hampshire, won't step outside of it. And you, just as you mentioned, right? Like, I can't imagine not ever leaving an island. Who said that? You know, like, I've been all over the world, like around the globe and back.
Yeah.
In 2020. And
you can still travel just because you're on an island.
You know,
yeah, but if I had to live there, if I had to live my daily life just on, like, a place that you said is too small for 200 people, I think I would die.
Well, hold on. How, you know, I mean, think about it. Keene is not that large. You got 22,000 people, right?
And it's not very fun.
Right. How often do you leave Keene? That's the big question.
I've only been here for not very long, and my boyfriend disappeared.
Yeah.
So, not very much.
I know, but...
And half of that was snow. I would be literally not in Keene all the time. I would be out in the mountains, walking around all the time if my boyfriend wasn't kidnapped and if there wasn't snow on the ground.
I'll tell you that, I really learned hiking, really learned to love it and enjoy it by moving to the Northeast.
Me too, in Utah.
It's the one thing that I'm really grateful for having moved up here, because hiking in Florida just means walking out where the mosquitoes can kill you.
Ouch, yeah.
Yeah. 603-283-6160.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is remembering the late Prince Philip.
His bravery serving in World War II, as well as his champion of the environment, as well as the charitable things he set up. So we really do express our condolences.
The husband of Britain's Queen Elizabeth died at the age of 99. The White House Southern Border Czar is stepping down. Roberta Jacobson's announcement comes as the Biden administration tries to deal with a surge of illegal immigration. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Jacobs' move was consistent with her commitment at the onset to serve in the administration's first 100 days. Wall Street ending the week on a high note at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 297 points to finish at a record 33,800. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The doctor who performed the autopsy on George Floyd says Floyd's interaction with cops is why he ruled his death a homicide.
And in terms of manner of death, you found then, and do you stand by today, that the manner of death of Mr. Floyd was, as you would call it, homicide?
Yes, I would still classify it as a homicide today.
Hennepin County Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker testifying that Floyd did have drugs in his system and heart disease, but it was his police interaction that tipped him over the edge. The prosecution has always maintained that the knee of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin on Floyd's neck was the sole cause of his death. The trial resumes on Monday. There's a growing memorial for rapper DMX outside White Plains Hospital in New York, where he died earlier today. DMX dying after suffering a heart attack last Friday at his Westchester home. The hip-hop star was 50 years old. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about, I don't know, the
freedom.
Yeah, comparing New Hampshire and other possibilities for finding more freedom in your life. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Bonnie.
So let's go to this. We've got a good phone caller here. His name's Aaron. He wants to chat about it, too. So let's bring in Aaron on the line. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi, Mark. How are you guys?
Hey.
Hey, the reason I wanted to call in is, I don't know, Mark just sounds like a cynical, grouchy old man. And
yes.
Mark, I know you started this show and everything, bro, and like, I've been listening to you and Ian Freemonger for a while, but you just sound so cynical that I just felt like I wanted to call you out on it. And you're like, this and on the Free State Project and everything else.
Is that why? That's why I seem cynical, is because I'm dissing on the Free State Project?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just, yeah, and hey, you know, when I'm calling you out, I'm going to, you know, pot calling the kettle black.
How have you been involved?
Old and cynical at times, too, but I think this Free State Project is probably our best option.
It is right now, right? But he's talking about the future, man.
I don't know. The future, okay, so you're going to, like, go buy an island somewhere and, like,
it's more complicated than that.
A bunch of us are going to live on it, and then, you know, how long till somebody's Navy comes and gets us?
You know, the first thing that they told me about 20 years ago when I was on the air purporting the Free State Project as a solution was, you can't do that. The world tanks in.
This is so true.
They did.
And they did. They did. Yeah. It took them a long time, but they did. And it's because of the success, right, I think. And it's you know, we may not be able to control New Hampshire. We may not be able to control Keene. But that doesn't necessarily mean we haven't been successful. And it's those successes, which is why... It's the proof is in the pudding. It's working. It may not be working as fast as we would like, and I think people are cynical because of that, but that just means that we need to keep at it, and not necessarily New Hampshire, but keep at what the general idea is, and that is focusing on creating new solutions to the problem, and I think this is one of them.
Competition is always good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Every organization involved.
Yeah.
You know,
and Mark, can I say one more thing about you real quick?
Go ahead, Aaron.
I think you're out of you and Ian, the two that, because like you guys were on WIBC a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a while
whenever
ago.
I first discovered you guys. And I always thought you were the more, I don't know, realist out of you and Ian. I mean, Ian seems like he's like somewhere in the clouds as far as what he thinks. And stuff. He's an idealist. I'm not going to, you know, knock on the bro other than to say I think he was, I don't know, he's been smoking something. But you were always a little bit more grounded, and that's just where I'm...
LRN.FM. So you know, it's interesting. You know, Mark, I think Mark, you are, I think he makes a good point. I mean, you are being a bit cynical here, but I think at the same time, you know, you are, in some respects more realistic but, you know, when you want to accomplish something, sometimes being more positive, like I think Ian is overly optimistic sometimes. But when you are overly optimistic, you end up with people following you, and that's one of the reasons that Free Talk Live, I think, has been so successful.
Can either one of you guys really be called a realist, though? Because you're both really dreamers. Like, neither one of you...
And yeah, it's a good point.
I'm only considered a realist when I'm talking to Ian Freeman.
Ian, Mark is, you know, I think both Mark and Ian here are actually dreamers if you really start thinking about this,
right? Doing a talk show host is creating something out of nothing. It's just, you know, talking and creating things in people's minds all over the nation. The fact that we've been able to do it for 20 years shows that I am absolutely a dreamer, and 100%.
Yep.
But I've gotten the title of Voice of Reason on the show, and I like it. I'm happy.
Yeah, bring the show down to earth sometimes. I'll give you that.
But so one thing I can't do is that I really do want to critique New Hampshire and its activism and, you know, what I've considered to be failures that I've seen for a couple of decades now. And I don't know how to do that without sounding like a buzzkill, you know?
Yeah.
Because there are good things about what's going on in New Hampshire. There's no doubt.
I think the answer to that is simply to talk about what's so good about, you know, and then the place and what you're doing and so on.
Most
you
of
know?
The things that I say.
I don't know what you want to talk about yet, because this might be, I feel like this is too soon to be talking about it. And,
right.
and I think that's
quite.
And I think that's why you sound like a buzzkill. Yeah. I would love to talk about it further, but I think you need to keep working on what you're working on, and then we're going to have something that's not a buzzkill.
July is my date.
All right.
So, you know.
I can't wait to talk about it more, man.
I want to talk about it so bad, too. So, but when I talk about New Hampshire, half of the things I talk about are these ethereal things that, like, well, if we hadn't have moved to New Hampshire, we would have never found out about Bitcoin the way we did, and then we wouldn't have been as successful, and Free Talk Live wouldn't be on as many radio stations, or Bonnie wouldn't have met Ian, or whatever the hell weird thing. I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with liberty, and it doesn't have anything to do with recommending other people move to New Hampshire, you know?
But the universe is giving you, like, little clues that you're doing the right thing. I don't know.
Well, what if...
Yeah, the FBI busting down your door, I think is a huge clue that you're doing the right thing.
Right, what if I was supposed to do something up until a point and then stop doing it and do something else? Could the universe be telling me that with, I don't know, a bunch of knuckle-dragging FBI agents?
Yeah, I think Mark has a point here. I think we do have to do something up to a point in New Hampshire, and then I think he's right. I mean, at some point, either, you know, and I don't think necessarily declaring independence in New Hampshire is a realistic solution, but I think you might have a more realistic solution here, believe it or not, Mark, to these problems. But, we still need to hash it out.
Let's talk about the Navy threat thing that Aaron brought up, because that's worth a...
Okay, let's go for it.
So, first off, I'm not proposing what some have proposed, which is to actually buy sovereignty in, from like the Turks and Caicos. You know, here, we want to buy this island. Here's $50 million. It's our island, and we've, you know, it's not yours anymore. There's no taxes. There's no nothing. No duties, no fees, no nothing. Right? So that's the whole, you know, that's the whole sovereignty thing. That's just not going to work because the UN's a small club. And you're not in it.
Yep.
And you're not going to get in it unless the country that you've left wants to let you in. And the UN isn't going to say, so somebody bought some sovereignty from Turks and Caicos.
I mean, do you need recognition at the UN, though, in order to operate independently?
If you want to do trading on an international level, yes, you do.
Well, these are questions I think that we need to answer, but somebody needs to investigate them. And I'm hoping you're the one investigating
it. And then why doesn't Cuba come along and say, now this is our island? You know, and who's going to stop it?
And if you give them $50 million, like the government of Turks and Caicos, then they could use that to buy a tank and kill you.
Right. And so it's just not...
Well, I mean, that's why you have to not only buy your sovereignty, theoretically, but also defend, be prepared to defend yourself once you buy that sovereignty.
This is what I'm trying to say is I'm not...
But you're not there. I don't think we're
do
there.
Anything like that.
Right, and I get that. But you still have to start somewhere, right?
Right.
You got to start somewhere, and this is the whole thing. We don't have to talk about defending, you know, your sovereignty initially, because initially all you need to do is get enough people to move there and have the economic connections and prosperity, and then over time, if things get to that point of success, then you can start talking about military and, you know, maybe more true independence and so
flags
on.
Flags are the booby prize of independence.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants to say, let's make our own flag and our own constitution. You know, like that's the way to do it. No, you got to start off
small
with economic freedoms and, you know, just be an autonomous zone. Look, there are 6,000 special economic zones in the world, and all I'm proposing is a special economic zone that's a little more special and a little more economic than your average zone. And that's an easy thing for a government to swallow.
Sure.
Whereas, when was the last time somebody bought sovereignty from another nation?
No, sovereignty doesn't come.
Monaco is the answer.
I think the answer is sovereignty doesn't come through the payment of a set amount to a country. Sovereignty effectively comes through your abilities to control that territory.
I don't think you really covered the whole Navy thing, though. Maybe on the next segment.
Well, all I'm saying is that if a naval power wants to come after, it'll still be coming after a regular country, and they're not going to do that. So,
good argument.
The number, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
And you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And it's Friday night, and that makes it all right. So go ahead. 603-283-6160. Let's go to the phones, guys. We got Tom in New Hampshire calling in about, I can't remember. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
You may have heard that Major League Baseball has moved, of all things, the All-Star Game, correct? They moved it from Georgia to protest Georgia making certain changes to its voting laws.
Oh, I thought it was the organ harvesting of Uyghurs.
No.
Okay.
It was over Georgia, talking about...
Because Biden
the
wouldn't
state
do a
of
thing
Georgia,
about that.
Atlanta, Georgia was going to be home for the... All-Star Game, and they moved it to Colorado because they want to tell Georgia how to write its voting laws. And you take a look at All-Star balloting, you can see, oh, yeah, they're just so diligent to prevent any kind of cheating in All-Star balloting and to respect the results of All-Star balloting. I'm being totally sarcastic here.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about All-Star balloting. Can you tell me about it?
Well, I've seen rampant cheating by, you know, like there's no control over the ballots.
I don't know anything about All-Star balloting, so you've got to tell me what it is.
It's voting for which players are going to be on the All-Star team.
Okay.
For the American League, playing against the best players on the National League. You vote on who's the best players who should be on the All-Star game.
Okay.
And there's, like, no controls over the voting and everything. I mean, just to be sarcastic about how diligent they are to prevent any kind of cheating makes them so qualified to tell the state of Georgia, where the Secretary of State refused to overturn the Democrats, even though he's a Republican. He did the correct thing there and turned down Trump's demand to find all these votes. You know, I mean, they're just so qualified to tell Major League, to tell the state of Georgia.
Yep. Am I the only one who's totally lost on this conversation?
No, I'm completely lost.
So let me ask the first question. Baseball, that's the one with the bat, right?
Okay. That's basically me right now.
Second question is, what does voting have to do with baseball?
So they have to determine.
They vote on who's going to be on the All-Star game.
Right.
The All-Star team.
So is this a government thing?
Yeah,
it
I
sounds
had
like
no
a government
idea
thing.
No,
that
it's not.
The United States had its own baseball team. They play against other countries.
No, no.
But I thought that's what he just said.
Listen.
That's what he said.
I understand.
Vote, who's going to be on the All-Star
baseball.
Game?
Hold okay. on, Tom. People that understand baseball presume that people who don't understand baseball understand a heck of a lot more than they understand. So there's the National League and the American League. They're both just leagues, and they're as national and as American as nothing.
And it's like states that play against other states? Or
no,
is
teams.
Is the league a team?
League is a league, and teams play in leagues.
Okay.
By and large.
And who do they play against?
Other teams in that same league.
In America?
In America and the National League, which are both America.
You know what? I thought I knew nothing about sports.
Okay, let's
you got
go
me on this one.
The Major League Baseball should put whomever they can make the most money, having seen in their All-Star game. Okay, so the All-Star game's the super greatest players around, with the ones that everybody want to see. So let everybody see whoever they want to see. I don't care whether they cheat to do it. And I think that that's a kind of a spurious point. I think that if they moved out of Atlanta was a bad idea, but let them go ahead and make stupid moves. We're going to lambast them. And here's my last point, is if you want to vote in a government election, have a government ID. If you can't put together the life skills of getting a government ID, you certainly shouldn't be forcing your opinion about who's going to be the next crooked old pervert that we've got to live with as to, you know, who gets to rule over whom. So that's it. Get your life together if you want to rule over other people.
Getting a government
that's my
ID.
Opinion.
Can we just get rid of the elections? I'm not a big fan of
that. Yeah,
no.
Can we get rid of that and IDs?
I know. I'm going to get rid of both, but I'm not a big fan of either of those.
We have said that on Free Talk Live for decades now. And it has never happened. So, no, you cannot get rid of elections. You can say that it's either anybody should be able to, any idiot should be able to vote 9 times, or you can say you should have a government ID in order to vote in a government election. Those are your choices.
Yeah, I would like to choose no government ID and not to vote in the election, and then to resist, have everybody resist anybody who tries to force it on us.
Well, there you go.
Going back to the baseball, I'm kind of confused about why there's even voting for who goes on to the...
Yeah, who's doing the voting anyway?
Yeah, who's voting? And like, I'm just confused about why you would vote instead of choose the best players or something. Shouldn't it be like whoever does the best?
They have some, you know, people go out to the game during certain days. They are handed ballots. They have ballots at the information desk, and they have all this balloting, and the fans supposedly pick who's going to be on the All-Star team, although there's the same thing with, nominations. The super delegates, they go by who the reporters think is the best ones. But they go through the show of having voting. And, okay, the fan will get one ballot per game or something, or they get a whole bunch of ballots. There's no stopping anybody from cheating.
Let me ask you something. And this is just one league that does this, right?
No, it's both the American League and the National League, which are essentially the same umbrella of Major MLB. League Baseball.
Yeah, Major League Baseball.
Okay.
And don't forget, the football has this, too. They have it's called the All-Star Game, right?
I don't know nothing about football. I think football is stupid.
That was good. That was good.
Football is stupid. But baseball, let me tell you about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically every team has this at the end of the season, right? Like the best teams won and the other teams suck and all that other stuff has happened, right? And then, you know, a week or two afterwards, then everybody comes out and plays this sort of, you know, hey, isn't this great game? This, puff piece of a game where nobody's going to get hurt and nobody's going to try to hurt anybody. And
as opposed to football where they do try to hurt
yeah,
each other.
Yeah, no, this okay. is football too. This is this game, right? That the All-Star game is what I'm talking
okay.
about. Where they don't wear their normal uniforms. They've got different stuff on. Everybody's just running around, having a good time. And that's the game he's talking about. And they've lost. It's been lost out of Atlanta this year.
They did something like this on Disney XD when I was a kid. It was like Hannah Montana and all the other like superstars. They like went and did a bunch of field day games. It's like,
it's just like that. That's the whole concept.
I think you got a better concept of this than I do at this point.
It's Hannah Montana.
Yeah. So, I got a sort of a silly little filler story here that I think is amusing. It might drag over into the next segment, though. We'll see. We only got about 2 minutes. Family of the Fresno man who died in a taco-eating contest is now suing the Grizzly owners. The son of a Fresno man who died during an amateur taco-eating contest in 2019 is suing the organizers of the event. That's the Grizzlies, and they're a sports team. Okay, of the event for negligence. Marshall Hutchins, 18, alleges in his lawsuit filed Monday that his father, Dana Hutchins, 41, was not made aware of the risks and danger involved in a food eating competition. The elder Hutchins died after choking on tacos.
Oh. Wow.
So a 41-year-old man was not warned that you could choke on a taco.
I'm sorry, but like, this is a situation that's just like, probably good that somebody passed away that was so dumb as to like.
That's so mean, Chris.
I know it's mean, but like at the end of the day, like if you don't have enough brain cells to put together that eating too much or the possibility of eating you might choke on something, maybe it's time to go.
Sounds like the son just was like, man, my dad died. Oh, wait, maybe I can get some money out of this.
Yeah, well...
That's definitely what it sounds like.
It's sad that the guy died, there's no doubt about that, but, how many people would just call this a Darwin situation, too? I don't know. Either way, that's not my particular business, but even if this guy signed a piece of paper that said, hey, eating too much food can be dangerous, duh.
He won't read it. He won't read what he signed.
It wouldn't make a difference because, here we have a big organization called the Grizzlies, and we have a guy who died or choked on tacos. Right? And so, who do you feel bad for? Well, obviously, you feel bad for the poor guy who choked on a taco, and not for the big company that made lots of money last year.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is just like a situation of, and it's funny, like, in some sense, like, I'm thinking, like, this guy, I don't want to say, hey, he should have passed away, but, like, it's really the son that's, like, what is going through your head, right? Like, you somehow are
dollar signs.
Money,
yeah.
Because your dad choked on a taco, like, I don't know.
It was like three tacos at once.
Yeah, like, seriously.
It's Grizzly's fault.
You know? People die. It happens.
603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live. Especially this
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.